Hello.
Sir, I do see that you I apologize for us getting di disconnected. And as I stated, you did decline that 50% refund I offered. As we can offer you a 75% refund. How does that sound?
How many times to tell you that I don't need your services, I don't need anything from you. Just give me 100% refund, 94, 90, and then that's the end of the story. Don't keep arguing with me. I'm not trying to get a business from you anyway. And I think, how do you all have the authority to keep charging the credit card as and when you feel like, just
Sir,
because one time it was ordered or something?
just to verify, sir, we haven't charged your credit card since the 21st. We haven't kept
Yeah,
char
but
we haven't there was no
who gave you
recurring
the
charge.
authorization to charge even before that?
Sir, I apologize if you had a misunderstanding, but you gave us that authorization when you agreed to the terms and conditions of that 14-day trial and that you
If that is how you trick the customer, is by writing your fine print or something, you would have written something and said, okay, we got your card, man. Now, what's the problem? Every month we'll just charge. Life is wonderful. You simply take off that 94.90 and then end of the story. Do not call me again. I'll call the bank if I don't see the credit by tomorrow. If I don't see the money in, I'll call them and cancel it.
Well, sir,
Okay?
if you do call the credit card company or the bank, this is what's going to happen. They're going to call, reach out to us, and we're going to provide them terms and conditions as well as the IP address used to order this product. And what's going to happen is that they're going to see that these charges are legal and valid due to the fact
I'll
that you did
definitely
agree to
file with
this.
the Better Business Bureau on your company for sure, on top of that. But you simply give the refund and then don't let me make more, noise about this,
Sir, I am trying to give you a refund.
Okay, how long does it take? And why do you put me on hold for that and waste my time?
Well, sir, I do have to speak to my manager. I do not release the funds. My manager releases the funds. I have to verify the amount of funds I can release through them.
I see on the account 9490. That is the amount I want.
Yes, sir. And I do understand that is the amount you want, but I do have to speak to my manager and they tell me what I can't release. That's what I'm trying to explain to you, sir. I am going to talk to them
Yeah,
again.
but why do you put me on hold for that?
Because I have to speak to my manager. That is a private conversation, sir, between two employees. I can't allow you to hear that,
So
sir.
how long is that going to be? Okay, I'll give you 2 minutes. You call your boss or whoever it is.
If you give me a moment, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir. They did say that I could issue a full refund on that last charge of $94.90 on the 21st of April. So that money should be in your account within 3 to 5 business days. If there's nothing
Okay,
further I could
I'll
do
check
for you,
shortly. Thank
thank
you
you for
very
calling
much.
customer service and you have a great day.